term an easier bonanza.
Bonanza. Bonanza. Bonanza.
Every day is Christmas Day for the Tourmalinian Islanders, thanks to the generosity of warm-hearted readers of the Daily Star. One week ago, star columnist Charles Crust launched his Gifts for Islanders appeal. Since then, his 5,400,000 readers have avalanched thousands of presents into the offices of the Daily Star. Let's take a random cross-section of this veritable Everest of goodies. Among the gifts, pop records, tinned fruit, postal orders, smog masks, and 15 complete sets of the works of the author Charles Dickens. Overjoyed islanders say a great big thank you to readers of the day. Keep up the good work.
The Daily Star, page 17.
Islanders get national home. A national home for Tourmalinian islanders has been set up by the mainland government. This follows complaints from town-billeted islanders that three of their number have been beaten up and robbed following misunderstandings with the mainlanders. Their national home will be set up in an obsolete Air Force base on the outskirts of the city. A government spokesman says that local opposition to the scheme is not serious.
They don't turn on us.
Yeah.
shadow of a water tower, and all around the can are trees that never flower. The grass is muddy,
in our own this land. Meet in the shadow of the water tower. Wait for the signal, wait for the hour. Leave this land. Move softly. Feel your way in the darkness. Move softly, move softly. Pack nothing. Lay your child on your shoulder. Pack nothing, pack nothing. Leave this land. Out of the gates into the glowing night. Make for the airport, make for the lights. Leave this land. Walk quickly through the shadow to the airport. Walk quickly, say nothing. Leave this land, run to the aircraft in its shining lane, run down the airstrip, climb in the plane, leave this land, leave this land, leave this land, pray as the monster starts to shake and claw and shout.
Late news. A mainland airliner was hijacked early today by 50 berserk Turmanesian islanders. They forced the pilot to fly out to sea in the direction of Turmanesia. An intensive naval and air force search for the aircraft has just been abandoned after 16 hours. The 159 people of the village of Block were cock-a-hoop over the shock victory of their local heavyweight, Jess Diver.
There's a to this story, not a cent to pay. Make the most of living in the present day. The 20th century. But make it go your way.
Hello, That ends The Island, a jazz opera by William Russo, the words by Adrian Mitchell, with Cleo Lane and Dennis Quilly, and the Russo Orchestra, leader Leon Calvert, conducted by the composer, assistant conductors Patrick Gower and Richard Peasley.